Module 5. Listening and Vocabulary. Activity 3. Listen again. Complete these sentences.
China has given the world many important inventions. To give an example, it is the country in which silk was first invented. Silk was made there as long ago as 3200 BC. Chinese farmers grew mulberry leaves because they knew that a certain kind of caterpillar ate them. The Chinese did not tell other countries how silk was made, and other countries paid a lot for this soft, strong material. Su Sung was an 11th century monk about whom very little is known. However, we do know that in 1092 AD, he invented the first real clock. For the first time ever, it became possible to tell the time. In the 1950s, a copy was built, and this copy can be seen today in Beijing. They say that a man called Cai Lun made paper from the bark of a tree in about 105 AD. If so, he is a man of whom China can be proud. Paper was a very important invention because it was cheap and people could afford to buy it. Before that time, writers had used expensive materials such as silk. The invention was immediately successful. However, paper did not spread to other countries for another 500 years. Printing was invented in China as early as 868 AD. The book in which printing first appeared was called the Diamond Sutra. With printing, it became possible to produce many copies at the same time. In 1041 AD, a chemist called Bi Shun invented a type of print that could move. It was not until 1454 that the first book was printed in Europe. The first time that we hear of a real toothbrush is in a Chinese book of 1498 AD. This toothbrush could clean teeth quickly and well. The toothbrush only reached Europe in the 17th century, when it quickly became very popular.
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer these questions. 1. What changes happened with the Industrial Revolution? 2. What do you know about the development of industry in China? The Industrial Revolution. In Europe, in the second half of the 18th century, there was an important change in society. This change was called the Industrial Revolution. Until then, Europe had been a farming society. With the Industrial Revolution, factories appeared and mass production became possible for the first time. The factories were built in towns, and as a result, the population of towns and cities greatly increased. These changes became possible because of inventions such as the steam engine. This was invented in 1769 by James Watt and was the main energy source during the Industrial Revolution. At first, the steam engine was used in mines, but it was soon used in factories and on the railways. During the Industrial Revolution, factory owners became more powerful than landowners. Thousands of people left the countryside to work in the city. Often, factory workers lived in poor and crowded conditions. From 1830 to the early 20th century, the Industrial Revolution spread through Europe and the US, and then to other countries, such as Japan. Module 5. Word List. Equal. Importance. Philosopher. Philosophy. Teaching. Thinker. Kindness. Order. Principle. Position. Stress. Resign. Advisor. Influential. Love. Honesty. Justice. Bark. Contribution. Invent. Leather. Monk. Soft. Category. Sutra. Inventor. Argument. Freedom. Fuel. Condition. Module 6. Old and New. Reading and Vocabulary. The Three Gorges Dam.
Mao Zedong wrote a poem in which he dreamed of walls of stone to hold back clouds and rain till a smooth lake rises in the narrow gorges. Now his dream has come true. The power of the Yangtze River, which is the world's third longest river, has been harnessed by the Three Gorges Dam. The Three Gorges Dam, which is the biggest construction project in China since the building of the Great Wall and the Grand Canal, has been built to control flooding and provide hydroelectric power for the central region of China. The dam is nearly 200 meters high and 1.5 kilometers wide. It is the largest hydroelectric power station and dam in the world, and has cost more than any other construction project in history. Sun Yat-sen, who was the leader of the 1911 revolution, first suggested the idea of a dam across the Yangtze River in 1919. Three-quarters of China's energy is produced by burning coal. In 1993, China used 1.2 billion tons of coal for heating and generating electricity. Unfortunately, burning coal causes serious air pollution and increases global warming. The dam will generate electricity equal to about 40 million tons of coal without causing so much air pollution. The reservoir has flooded two cities, 11 counties, 140 towns, and more than 4,000 villages. More than a million people who lived in the region have moved from their homes. Now they're living a happy new life in different areas. The Three Gorges area is one of the most beautiful areas of China, and the project has flooded some of China's most famous historical sites, including the Chuyen Temple, the Han Watchtower, and the Moya Cliff carvings. About 800 historical relics have been submerged. Some of them are being removed, and some are being put into museums.
Listening. Activity 1. Listen and tick the subjects that you hear. 1.
What are you looking for?
A map of China.
I've got a book here that has lots of maps of China. It's called Maps of the world. Which place are you looking for?
I'm trying to find the Three Gorges Dam.
Is it a big dam?
Big? It's absolutely enormous.
2. I saw a film on TV about a dam last night.
Really? Which one? The Three Gorges Dam?
No, the film I saw wasn't about the Three Gorges Dam.
Wasn't it?
No, it was another dam. It was in Egypt.
Was it an interesting film?
Interesting. It was absolutely fascinating. 3.
We visited the Three Gorges Dam in December.
Really? How did you get there?
We took a boat that went up the Yangtze River.
Was it a nice trip?
Nice? It was absolutely wonderful.
4.
What are you doing?
I'm writing an email to some people I met on the boat.
Where are they from?
Vietnam. They were on a visit organized by the government.
How many of them were there?
Well, I spoke to a man who said there were 25 in the group. Activity 2. Listen again and make a note of the information. 1.
What are you looking for?
A map of China.
I've got a book here that has lots of maps of China. It's called Maps of the World. Which place are you looking for?
I'm trying to find the Three Gorges Dam.
Is it a big dam?
Big? It's absolutely enormous.
2. I saw a film on TV about a dam last night.
Really? Which one? The Three Gorges Dam?
No, the film I saw wasn't about the Three Gorges Dam.
Wasn't it?
No, it was another dam. It was in Egypt.
Was it an interesting film?
Interesting. It was absolutely fascinating. 3.
We visited the Three Gorges Dam in December.
Really? How did you get there?
We took a boat that went up the Yangtze River.
Was it a nice trip?
Nice? It was absolutely wonderful.
4.
What are you doing?
I'm writing an email to some people I met on the boat.
Where are they from?
Vietnam. They were on a visit organized by the government.
How many of them were there?
Well, I spoke to a man who said there were 25 in the group. Pronunciation. Read the sentences and underline the relative clauses. Now listen and practice the intonation of the sentences. Note the difference in the intonation of the sentences with non-defining relative clauses. 1.
The tallest building that I have seen is the Empire State Building in New York.
2. The Grand Canal, which is the world's oldest and longest canal, was built in the 5th century BC. 3.
The Three Gorges Dam is a hydroelectric project which has brought an end to the danger of flooding.
4.
There is a boat which takes you all the way along the Yangtze River.
5.
The river, which is the third longest in the world, is an absolutely beautiful place to visit.
Cultural Corner. Read about the passage and answer these questions. 1. For how long was the Empire State Building the tallest building in the world? 2. Why do you think there are so many tall buildings in the world now?
The Empire State Building, New York. Most of the tallest buildings in the world were built in the 1990s and in the 21st century. But the two tallest buildings in the US were built much earlier. In fact, the second tallest building in the US is more than 75 years old. The Empire State Building, which was the tallest building at the time, was finished in May 1931. It was the tallest building in the world until the World Trade Center was built in New York in 1972. The World Trade Center Twin Towers, which were destroyed in September 2001, were 417 and 415 meters high. Facts about the Empire State Building. 10 million bricks were used in the construction of the building. There are 6,500 windows. From the observatory at the top, on a clear day, you can see 5 U.S. states. Lightning strikes the Empire State Building about 500 times a year. In 1945, a U.S. military plane, which was flying over Manhattan on a foggy day, crashed into the building just above the 78th floor. Module 6. Word List. Bulletin. Canal. Civil. Cliff. Dam. Engineering. Gorge. Hydroelectric. Reservoir. Structure. Terminal. Date. Accommodate. Carving. Construction. Relic. Site. Buddhist. Generate. Harness. Historical. Narrow. Poem. Submerge. Global. Watchtower. Remove. Freezing. Ridiculous. Enormous. Observatory. Foggy. Crash.
Module 7. Reading and Speaking. Activity 1. Read the passage, an article written by a student called Mark. Number these countries in the order that Mark visited them.
My gap year. I decided to spend a year between school and university travelling round the world. I worked hard and saved quite a lot of money for the trip. I started my trip in France, and after visiting the capital Paris, I travelled down to the south of France, which is known for its lovely beaches. Then I spent a month walking in the mountains in northern Italy. I then travelled to Rome, the capital of Italy, and spent a week visiting the city's wonderful art galleries, churches, and museums. From there, I flew to Athens, Greece, and took a boat to a small Greek island. I had planned to meet a friend of mine there, and we took an apartment on a beach and had a wonderful time swimming and sunbathing. Next, I flew to India and travelled round it for about 3 months. Although the cities were crowded, the countryside was beautiful. I stayed in a small fishing village on the west coast, and it was the happiest time of my life. I then flew to northeast India, where there had been a terrible flood 3 months ago. The water had gone, but the damage to crops and homes was terrible. I then flew to China, a country I had always wanted to visit. I saw Beijing, of course, and the Great Wall, and also took a trip to see some villages on the Yangtze River, which would soon be under water because of the Three Gorges Dam. While I was in China, I read a lot about ancient Chinese history and became particularly interested in the ideas of the great philosopher Confucius. Then I flew to Japan, where I spent 2 interesting weeks. I was astonished to see that some people in the big cities wear masks to protect their lungs from pollution. I hope that never happens in my city. Then, at last, I flew all the way home again. It had been a great experience, but yes, it was good to be home. Names and places. Places. Athens. Greece. Italy. Lisbon. Portugal. Ireland. Scotland. Wales. Mediterranean. Alps. Pyrenees. Seine. Eiffel Tower. Louvre. Barcelona. The Sagrada Familia. Florence. Uffizi Palace. Parthenon. Acropolis. Edinburgh. Valencia. Belgium. Luxembourg. Netherlands. Austria. Denmark. Finland. Sweden. Czech Republic. Estonia. Hungary. Latvia. Lithuania. Poland. Slovak Republic. Slovenia. Cyprus. Malta. Iceland. Norway. Sierra Leone. Lhasa. Grenoble. Gulf of Mexico. Atlantic. Canada. Texas. Missouri. Illinois. Indiana. Caribbean Sea. Maine. Galveston. Montserrat. San Francisco. Vietnam. Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia. Chicago. Dubai.
Names. Antonio Gaudi. Michelangelo. Charles Coughlin. Arthur. Confucius. James Watt. Phrases. Module 1. Because of. Be known as. Ever since. In terms of. On the other hand. Little by little.
Module 2. At the top of. At the bottom of. Make effort. Be connected with. Be close to.
Module 3. Pick up. Take off. On average. End up. Set fire to. Catch fire. Put out. Take place. In all.
Module 4. Cut down. Be caught in. One after another. Have a bad effect on. Take in. Give out. In a nutshell. Look through.
Module 5. Be at war with. Bring up. Become interested in. Be proud of. In conclusion. For the first time.
Module 6. Date from. Hold back. Come true. Make sense. Bring an end to.